Let's go to the hotline and talk to a good friend of mine, a woman that I worked with for almost a year, I guess. Her name is Lisa Cornwell. She's now with the Golf Channel, and she joins us on Overtime. What's up, Lisa?
Hey, RJ. We're not talking NBA, right?
No. NBA talk. Okay. No. You know what? That's out of your field of expertise now. You're full-time golf now.
No, it's all golf. All the time.
Well, you are the anchor now of what, Golf Central, and then you do a lot of reporting for the Golf Channel. How's it been since you've went from Little Rock straight to the Golf Channel?
You know, it's interesting. You would think it would be a really easy transition, but golf is such a different sport, and you guys all know this from covering sports for a long time, is knowing the backstory on teams and players and coaches and rivalries and, you know, you're just, it gets ingrained in you no matter what you do. But golf is different because it's an individual sport, so it's learning about individual players and their stories and what they've been through and what works, what's good with their game. So it's really, despite my years of being involved in golf, it's really a lot of homework and research and just getting to know these men and women out on tour.
Well, for a lot of people that don't know your backstory, you are a former Razorback, played golf at the University of Arkansas, and have really been all over the country. And one thing I love to tell about Lisa is she's a visionary, because Lisa gets her hand in just about everything. And Lisa and I met this last year. I guess we started a TV show called SEC Press Pass and did it out of her home here in Little Rock. And then that's how Lisa and I got to know each other. But she's gone on to the Golf Channel. Hey, let me ask you this, Lisa. This weekend is the Memorial Golf Tournament. And Bubba Watson, Paul Casey right now, they're tied for the lead along with Chris Kirk. You know, Bubba Watson, he's having a heck of a year. What has it been like to cover guys like that and their storylines? And really, I would imagine you're going to head up, or are you at the Memorial right now?
No, I'm in town. I'm in town. I say Orlando.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Orlando.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here. So I'm in studio. All of my duties right now are here. But, no, I'd love to be up there. I mean, what a great event, a great tournament, an event that Mr. Was started, a great golf course. So, yeah, it's interesting, and that's one of the things that I'm really learning is the players who play well on certain golf courses. And you mentioned Bubba playing well. I know Keegan had a really good round. And, you know, it just may be a good one that fits his eye. The sight lines work well for him. And, you know, Bubba's kind of an interesting player, and so he's not going to perform well at every golf course. But it seems to be going pretty well so far.
When you look at the U.S. Open coming up in a little bit, Phil Mickelson, 44 years old, or he will be turning 44, I think, in around that time, but 6 second-place finishes in the U.S. Open, and that's the one that he needs to complete the slam, so to say. How much time do you think Phil has left, you know, the changing of technology, his ability to complete that and actually get a U.S. Open championship, and do you think he can do it this year?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Matt. I mean, when you look at Mickelson, I think for him, and it's like with Tiger and any of these guys who've been playing for so long, it's all about how they can stay healthy. Because really, when you look at the Champions Tour and you see guys like Bernard Longer, you see Kenny Perry, all these 50-plus guys, Freddie Couples, all these guys still vomit. I mean, you're talking about Kenny Perry and Freddie Couples, two players who hit it almost 300 yards every single time. So length isn't a factor. It's the focus, it's the practice, and all of that, I think, centers around being healthy. So for Mickelson, you know, he still hits it as well as ever. I mean, if you listen to his interviews, he talks about how he's making better contact than he ever has.
Right.
He hasn't putted as well lately, and I think that's been the big factor for him. But he's also not hitting it as close as he used to either. So, you know, there are a couple of things that lay into it, but answer to your question, absolutely. I think Mickelson will be a contender for many, many years. I mean, he's way too talented, and he seems to peak at the right time. And I think that we'll see him at the top of the leaderboard at Pinehurst. I know he's playing well today.
And I don't know if he's won a tournament this year, but I'm with you. It seems like Phil can flip that switch, and not that he doesn't compete and want to win other tournaments, but he seems to be one of those golfers that when it's a major, he flips that switch and he does play a little better.
I think you're right, and I also think the preparation changes, and that's why we probably see him playing better in some of these high-profile tournaments. Not to say that Phil Mickelson doesn't put in a lot of work and a lot of practice and You know, I mean, you get it as a former athlete, but he, when he gets to those big events, when it's, when it really matters, I would guess that his practice and his focus and everything that goes into it, the whole preparation changes.
Lisa Cornwell from the Golf Channel joining us on Overtime. Now, Lisa, it was announced yesterday that Tiger Woods is not going to be playing in the U.S. Open in 2 weeks. And, you know, the more I see Tiger not in the field of golf, I don't want to say it's hurting golf, but it in a way it's hurting TV ratings that Tiger Woods is not out there. What have you heard about his recovery and when he may be back?
Well, I mean, it's very limited, and it isn't too much more than what anybody else has heard. I mean, this is, it's such a fragile procedure that he had done, and golf is a very difficult sport on the body. I mean, you know, we talk so much about athletes in football and basketball and baseball and the injuries, but if you look at golfers and you're constantly pounding a golf club into the dirt, I mean, it's the stress that it puts on your body over time. And I think that that's why we've seen Tiger make a lot of swing changes. I mean, people have been, I'm trying to think of a bad word, but a little bit critical about some of the changes he's made in his swing, but I think that the majority of the changes he's made has been to protect his lower back because he knew that it was coming. But, you know, look, he's Tiger Woods. I mean, you don't even know how to define him. And I think that the best thing as far as the ratings perspective goes, the best thing that I've heard, and it's been mentioned a lot lately, is that Tiger doesn't move the needle. He is the needle. And it's just, it's a different environment. It's a different element. I mean, even in this day and age of, it's like Jordan Spieth playing so well. And even when Bubba Watson's contending and Phil Mickelson, it doesn't come anywhere close to Tiger Woods.
Yeah, we haven't seen somebody like Tiger when he went through his stretch a few years ago. In a second, I want to ask you about Tiger, Chase, and Jack. But real quick, I got some rapid fire for you. I'm going to tell you two golfers. You tell me who you would take for the next 10 years, all right?
Okay.
Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth.
McIlroy.
Dustin Johnson, Hunter Mahan.
Boy, that's a good one. I'm
going to
go Mahan.
Ryan Moore, Chris Kirk.
Ryan Moore.
Keegan Bradley, Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy's been hot this year. Yeah. I like it. Adam Scott, Jason Day.
These are really – you prepped well for these.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go – I'll go Adam Scott, but by a nose here. I think Jason Day is probably the best player without a major.
And that was – I was going to ask you that as well. Who do you think the best player? I'm with you. He's been in contention, tied for second – the 2011 Masters. You're right. Okay, I got two more. Jason Duffner, Matt Kuchar.
Kuchar.
Henrik Stenson, Brant Snedeker.
Oh, Stenson.
Stenson, yeah. Stenson's a beast. And I know a lot of talk, and, you know, Tiger Woods probably won't play in a major this year. What are your thoughts on, you know, the talent level, these young, great, talented players, Rory, Jordan Spieth, Adam Scott. What are your thoughts on Tiger catching Jack?
Well, I still think that he can. I mean, Tiger is like Mickelson in a sense that he's going to play for a long time. I mean, and he's going to be extremely motivated coming back. I'm not so certain that we won't see him in a major this year. I would not be surprised to see him at the Open Championship in July, and certainly a factor in August to play at the PGA. But, I mean, look, you think about it, a healthy Tiger Woods is a dominant player, I mean, period. So with the clip that he has, I mean, you're talking about almost a 25% winning rate. It's unheard of. No player in the history of golf has ever had that. So I think that that's why we're seeing him, first of all, go through this surgery, number two, take his time back. Because he knows he has a lot of years left, and he has to get the back healthy, get back to where he was. I mean, there is no doubt that Tiger Woods is still the best player in the world and will be, in my opinion, for many, many years.
Yeah, and I think with Tiger, honestly, it's almost a clean slate at zero. And I would say, I know it's not his first one, but he needs to win that first major, and then I think you could see him rattle 2, 3, 4 off in a 4-year span. But it's just getting to that first, the next major win. And then, yeah, he could win 3 or 4 in a couple years, but it's just that first one's going to be the toughest one for him.
Oh, there's no doubt. I agree with that 100%. I mean, it's hard to believe it's been since 2008. And, you know, nobody plays with more confidence with Tiger, but I'm sure that he's been a little bit rattled more than anything, just the health. I mean, going out there and not being 100%. But once he gets physically back to where he was, I don't think that we're going to see any hesitation, any doubt, any second guessing, anything from Tiger Woods not thinking that he can win a major championship.
Lisa Cornwell from the Golf Channel joining us on Overtime. Now, Lisa, I know you keep up with what's going on in Arkansas still, and you are a heavy college football fan. Real quick, I want to ask you, a former Razorback golfer, Stacey Lewis, she has done some incredible things on the women's side of golf. Just talk about what you've seen in her and what she's done so far in her professional career.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, and to think about what she's done this season alone, I mean, Stacey has won so much on the LPGA Tour. I think she's won 9 times, now a 2-time major champion. She's great. And for all of us Arkansans, when we turn on the LPGA Tour and see her in contention, she's on TV a lot and see the Razorback head cover, which, of course, we love. But, I mean, just an incredible talent, an amazing story, one of the best putting strokes I've ever seen. And she's just always there. I mean, you hardly ever see her hit bad golf shots. Anybody who could get up to Northwest Arkansas and watch the tournament that the LPGA plays up there should, because to watch her is to see somebody truly put on a clinic. I mean, she's an incredible player from tee to green.
Lisa, I got to, real quick before we let you go, I got a couple things real quick for you. Who do you think is going to win the Memorial this weekend?
Oh, boy, that's, I mean, a number of players. I tell you what, Keegan Bradley, 27 putts today, and he ditched the belly putter. So,
yeah.
You know, if Keegan putts well, watch out. I love to watch him play. There's nobody who I think is more fun to watch in golf because of those little OCD things that he does.
Yeah.
And he dances around. So I'd like to see Keegan win. I think that would be really good for him, especially switching to the conventional putter.
And going back to our SEC press pass days, who do you like for the college football national championship this year? Just give me an early two teams. I don't care.
Oh, early two teams. That is tough. I mean, Auburn's going to be loaded, although they lost a lot on the defensive front. There are a lot of question marks in the SEC right now, honestly, because of the quarterback situation. So it's going to be it's going to be a fun season to watch.
You know, it's amazing.
To answer your question is I have absolutely no idea. It's not because there isn't a lot of talent. I don't know. And Matt could help me out with this. There's just a lot of question marks around the SEC.
This is one of the first years I remember with how many quarterbacks are being changed. You had Aaron Murray, Zach Mettenberger, A.J. McCarron. There's a lot of Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Connor Shaw.
Right.
I mean, across the board.
So I think it's kind of up in the air right now. I agree with you.
I think the first time. Do what?
I was just going to say, on Connor Shaw, I love Dylan Thompson at South Carolina. I think that he is the typical Spurrier type quarterback. He may be the player to watch this season.
First time I think I've ever known Lisa Cornwell to not give me a clear-cut winner on anything college football. So
either way,
Lisa, you they've converted you too much to a golf nut now. That's all you do. You don't have time for college football. So
trust me, no, I'll make time for that.
Lisa Cornwell from the Golf Channel. Hey, thanks for joining us, and hopefully we'll get you back soon.
I hope so.